Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat about the Knepper at DuCoin with Start to Finish TV's Jimmy Miller. Then we'll learn about content creation with Chris Cotignola, and we'll have a conversation previewing the race they call the Rumble with Larry Bowes. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out in cool and wet Florida. Out of Pensacola, Five Flag Speedway, the Snowflake going to Hunt Brothers Pizza driver Keelan Harvick. Monday, the Snowball Derby, after 15 tries, finally landing with Stephen Nassi. And in the Dome at St. Louis, two-time modified winner now, Ricky Thornton Jr., and three-time Dirt Late Model winner, the smooth operator, Bobby Pierce Jr. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline with the Junior Knepper 55 at DuCoin for the Power Eye National Midgets that you'll be able to see on Start to Finish TV. From Start to Finish TV, getting ready for that December 20th event. Jimmy Miller, welcome back to the show. And I've seen a couple of updates on the list of drivers and the national racers that are coming to this. You've got some real national headliners coming to DuCoin there on December 20th for folks to be able to tune in to Start to Finish TV. Who are the big names that are scheduled to show up?
I'd say right now, looking at the entry list, the biggest one we got on there is Christopher Bell.
Yeah, I think he's pretty well known guy there, the Chili Bowl winner, NASCAR star, all the rest that goes on. But I saw another NASCAR name and maybe a couple of others that folks from near and far would know as well. Are you looking at a good list there? What's up? Who's on it?
Yeah, we got, for our midget side, we got Christopher Bell, of course, Zach Dom, previous winner down there, Cole Kirkman from Indiana, Daniel Robinson, previous winner down there, Corbin Ruschenberg, Chris Andrews in our family's car, Woot Hoffman from War. We got Thomas Meserol, previous winner down there, Trey Marcham from Chili Bowl. Just a lot of good midget drivers.
Oh my gosh, yes. Power Eye National midget stars like Frank Flood, Daniel Robinson, Cole Kirkman, Kyle Jones. They're all coming to DuCoin on December 20th for the Junior Knepper 55, a Power Eye National midget event. But you've got the micros, the winged micro outlaws coming. Jimmy Miller, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Am I right about that?
Yeah, we got winged micros back down there for probably, I think, the first time in probably 6 or 7 years they've been. It's always been non-wing, or we just haven't had micros, but this year we're putting the wings back on them, and they're all winged outlaws.
Now, that's not just a bunch of kids from down the road going, I thought I saw some pretty good names in that one.
Yeah, that one's got Kyle Busch and his son Brexton are going to be running in it. Daniel Robinson doing double duty with the midgets and the micros. Briley Kilmer, Cole Kirkman again doing both. Doing both ways. So pretty good stack of micro drivers too.
Yeah. Wow. The Bush and Bush tag team there against Robinson and Kirkman. And is it Cole Kirkman's brother is running as well? So we'll have a father, son, and a brother.
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, man, it's going to be something. The Junior Knepper 55 at DuCoin for the Power Eye National Midgets and Winged Outlaw Micros on Start to Finish TV, December 20th. And we're chatting with Start to Finish TV's Jimmy Miller about the event. Now, of course, you know, when we tune in, we want to hear the voices and such. Who's going to be, in the booth? Who's going to be, your pit side reporter?
In the booth, we got Alan Staley, our longtime announcer since Jim Childers retired a couple years ago, but Alan Staley's up in the booth, and down in the infield, we'll have Scotty Cook.
Talking
to the drivers down there.
Yeah. Scotty Cook's awesome, man. We get to see him at Chili Bowl. And of course, anybody that could follow in the reins of Jim Childers. Hopefully he has as good a hair as Jim did Alan Staley.
I don't think anybody could have as good a hair as Jim Childers.
They really couldn't. Even AI can't replicate that. We're chatting the profabrication.com hotline with Start to Finish TV's Jimmy Miller about the December 20th Junior Knipper 55 at DuCoin, Illinois. And speaking of profabrication, Headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com, including the new Gasco gaskets. Well, Jimmy, I understand you've already got a celebrity sighting lined up for the infield. Do a little bit of work for you. What's that about? Somebody from World of Outlaws?
Yeah, Connor Wade, the infield announcer for the World of Outlaws, is going to be there. He's from Southern Illinois, so he's going to be in town. So, yeah, he's going to be running our infield camera for us.
Wow, Connor Wade and Scotty down there. And that's going to make all kinds of great TV. Coming up December 20th from DuCoin, Illinois, an indoor event. Would you call this really the last great chance to get ready for the Chili Bowl? It seems like there's you know, that's the shot, and then Tulsa Shootout, and then they're down there trying to go after the Chili Bowl, right?
This is definitely the tune-up for the Chili Bowl. If everything, make sure everything's running right, motors are still good, but my family's actually taking Chris Andrews in our car down there, and it's one of those things. Hey, if it runs good there, then we'll go to the Chili Bowl. So this is definitely a setup for the Chili Bowl. I feel.
What other events does Start to Finish TV do in the season?
Basically, we do all the everything Power Eye, from their Honest Abe Roofing 410 Outlaw Sprint Series to all the midget stuff, all the micro stuff, that new Super Series we have now with Now 600. All those will be on S2F. We're actually doing some go-kart races in Oklahoma coming up this weekend on S2F. Pretty much a lot of all Power Eye and a couple of special events thrown in there pretty much.
Start to Finish TV's Jimmy Miller on the profabrication.com hotline, getting ready for the Knipper at DuCoin coming up on the 20th of December. Thanks for being our guest on the Profab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, content creator at TTG Media, Chris Cotignola. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. We've enjoyed watching your content be created out there in so many different places, especially the Cars Tour over the last couple of years. What are some of the other projects that maybe I haven't seen or, folks haven't seen your work on lately and, in the future? What's up?
I'm pretty much everywhere. If there's four wheels, I do it. Whether it's a micro at Millbridge, or it is a 10,000-pound monster truck on independent tours, or if it is a wrap for some sort of race car, I'm pretty much anywhere.
Wow, a lot of work out there. And Chris Cotignola creating content for social media and for drivers and their sponsors and such. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Where do you get your passion for motorsports?
The passion starts at a very young age at the Thunder Road Speed Bowl up in Barrie, Vermont, being a little kid, sitting down in the grandstands, and then moved to North Carolina to follow the passion.
Now, that's the track that Ken Squire was a part of. Did you get to meet Ken?
I did when I was about 6 years old. I still have that photo in my phone, and yeah, it's one of those moments I'll cherish.
Ken Squire, the guy, and man, awesome to have. One of those folks that got to meet him, Chris Cotignola, content creator at TTG Media, chatting with us about something that seems to really be, out there. A lot of folks, say they do it, this, that, and the other. What is your definition as a pro in this deal of content creation? What is that to you?
That is storytelling. Anyone can go out there and film a race car or take photos of a race car, but it's more of telling the story about the weekend and what it means to be behind the wheel and what it takes to get to the racetrack. You try to put that into a 30-second video or, 10 to 15 photos. So you're a big-time storyteller.
Wow, telling the story is what our guest Chris Cotignola does at TTG Media. Content creation. And speaking of content, we got to tip our cap to the folks at Profabrication, profabrication.com. The website's got all kinds of great stuff, including the updated Gasco gaskets for 604s and so many others. Go to profabrication.com for all that information. And back on the profabrication.com hotline is content creator Chris Cotignola. And, storytelling is one thing, but what is good content creation for you? What do you look as an artist as quality content creation? I see folks posting what they had for breakfast, lunch, their cat, their dog. What do you look for in a motorsports as good content creation?
In my eyes, good content creation is showing the fan or viewer something they can't see on their big screen at home, whether you're watching on streaming or live TV. And that is the behind the scenes or different angles of this certain, finish, wreck, giving the viewer a different lens to look through. No pun intended.
No pun intended, but a guy that will make you smile with his work. Chris Cotignola, content creator at TTG Media, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. A guy that is out there in all forms of racing. And recently, you were getting a lot of content and pushing it out from the Dome race in St. Louis, that wild entertainment racing and all the different things there. What draws you to an event like that? And what kind of content were you looking for? Did you get it? Were you able to create it? What was the event from that overall?
Well, first of all, the Gateway Dirt Nationals is a tradition for me to go to. Cody does a great job over there. And to answer your question, it is an event that is so different. For example, the cars go outside the stadium to get onto the track. And as a content creator, there's so many different things you can get there, whether it's photo, video, because we're racing inside a football stadium. So it is very different than any other local short track, dirt track you can go to.
Wow. The Dome in St. Louis, that December race that just seems to get bigger and bigger. And having a content creator, Chris Cotignola, on that ticket, not a bad thing either. And you're able to watch and check him out through all sorts of different locations out there on the internet. Chris is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Gasco Gaskets also a part of that. And, what do you create content with? Is it just a phone? Is it audio? Is it lighting? Is it just, something that catches your eye? What are a couple of pieces of equipment and maybe, a piece of advice that you give future content creators that would be listening in?
First of all, to answer your question, all the above. When you're in content, you kind of need all the bells and whistles. But when you're first starting out, any camera is okay. Don't worry about what your neighbor has next to you or anything like that. First of all, camera's number one, but also with any, you're running a big company, phone content's also good as well. So pretty much anything that has a lens and anything that you think you can capture, like I said, your story or that car flying by you is perfect.
Chris Cotignola, content creator at TTG Media, chatting with us about what seems to be one of the big raves in all of sports and in all of life in general, content creation for social media across the internet. And do you go into an event like, you know, we were talking about the Dome or anywhere else that you go to with a plan, or do you let it organically evolve, or some of both? What is the process when you're going to an event?
The process is you kind of walk in with a plan, then it goes out the window in the first 5 minutes because you don't know, you can't predict what's going to happen on track, or you can't predict really. It's racing, right? So you do walk in there with the plan. I'm going to get this shot. Something happens, you got to switch it up real quick. And that's the fun part of it because you are working in live entertainment.
Chris Cotignola from TTG Media, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. With all that content out there, where do you tell folks to give you a follow, check out your work, and you know, things of that nature? Where can they find you?
They can just find me straight on Instagram or TikTok. Those are my two platforms I'm on through TTG Media.
TTG Media. Check it out there, and appreciate our content creator guest, Chris Cotignola, for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, promoter of one of the coolest events you can go to in the winter. I know there's great events all over the place, but the Rumble in Fort Wayne, December 19th and 20th, is very, very special. And the promoter, Larry Bowes, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Allen County War Memorial Auditorium or Coliseum. What a stage, a big stage for so many racers. How long is this event going on? What's the anniversary of the Rumble?
Well, this is the 27th edition of the Rumble in Fort Wayne in the Exposition Center. However, the event itself was established back in 1956 in the adjoining hockey rink of the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. It was actually the first race ever conducted by the United States Auto Club after the breakaway from AAA. So they got their start in 1956 in the hockey rink and very close confines there. Then the Coliseum did an expansion with this new 104,000 square foot exposition center. And that's when, at the time, Tony Barhorse came up with the idea, let's continue the tradition. So all of the logistics of creating a racetrack inside of four walls and a concrete floor began, and it has grown to just a great destination midwinter. And you mentioned it early in your opening, the big stage. That's what we call it, racing on the big stage.
It really is. And promoter Larry Bowes, a guy that's got his heart and soul into this. All throughout the year, you see the sponsorships coming in. You see so much happening with this. How long have you been a part of the Rumble in Fort Wayne?
I began working with Tony about 24 years ago, and I started with just bringing in and working with him on the cart portion. And then a few years after that, he asked me if I would just step up a little bit and become the race director for the whole event. And naturally, based upon my experience at Eldora and everything, I said, absolutely, Tony, I'd love to do that. And then in 2015, Tony decided it was time for him to move on, and he asked if I would like to purchase the event. So since 2015, it's been myself and my team, and we've been doing this event every year, minus COVID, since.
Wow, and a great event it is. The Rumble in Fort Wayne at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, December 19th and 20th. 2 days of action, but you've got 3 days of food because you got a load-in day there. What is this menu? I don't see this anywhere else in motorsports. Not only are fans coming hungry for racing, but they should come hungry for what all you've got to feed them when they get there. What's on the menu?
Oh, we have great things. We have, like I said, a fantastic relationship with the folks up here at the Exposition Center. And so getting with their food services department, they've put together daily specials. So each day there's a headliner for only $10.95. And, you know, boy, you say that's a lot of money, but I just ate at Taco Bell and it was over $12. And then they also have a daily soup. So it's home cooked foods. It's an escape from the hot dog. Yeah. So you can come in and enjoy a race and eat comfort foods and not attack the wallet.
Wow. I just pulled it up, and Thursday is beef stew and chicken noodle soup, or chicken noodle soup, beef stroganoff or chicken tortilla soup. And the capper on December 20th for the main events and such, chicken pot pie with cornbread or cream of potato soup. Who's the announcer for this one? I'm sure that, you know, they're going to be talking about it a lot on the broadcast and throughout. Who's the voice of the Rumble this year?
That would be Bob Carson again, and you know what? You hit it on the head. He likes to eat, so I'm sure that this will hit close to home for him, and we'll be encouraging people to see him down at the refreshment stand and joining these great specials.
Yeah, we love him up at the booth. Bob Carson, the voice of the Rumble in Fort Wayne, but in the refreshment stand area, you're going to have to give him a little bit of space because he'll be going after the chicken pot pie, beef stroganoff, beef stew, or any number of the great things they have there December 19th and 20th at the Rumble in Fort Wayne. We're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with the promoter of the event, Larry Bowes. And speaking of profabrication, Headers Exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So the event itself, midgets, micros, and munchkins? What's a munchkin?
Oh, munchkins, the Mike Fedorsik midget that kind of almost turned the tables on midget racing in USAC many, many years ago. He kind of read, as most racers do, outside of the rules, you know. The old saying, if you can't do it, do it. Well, he did it, and he came up with a formula that pretty much could have rejuvenated midget racing, but USAC stopped it. So they've continued with the Munchkins here at the Rumble. We have a unique formula with the midget program in that anything from a focus midget to a Kenyan midget to a national midget to a Munchkin, you know, the rules will accommodate any type of midget. So that class, they have to look like a conventional midget. So some body modifications were made, but still the style of the original Fedorchuk Munchkin applied to several of the teams.
Larry Bowes, promoter of the Rumble in Fort Wayne, December 19th and 20th, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Carts and quarter midgets and wedge carts as well on the docket?
Oh, it's a full program, ages ranging from 4 up into the 70s. So it gives everybody in pretty much every genre of racing an opportunity to get on the 1/7 mile concrete oval inside of the conference center. And it's just nonstop, almost 300 racing events over the course of the 2 days.
It is a phenomenal event. The Rumble in Fort Wayne, December 19th and 20th. Promoter Larry Bowes on the profabrication.com hotline. I know you can tune in if you're some of our listeners down in Orlando, out in Colorado, Iowa, wherever. But Pit Row TV going to do the broadcast. But folks close enough need to go there and sit in those stands and feel this event. Where quickly can they find tickets?
Well, the easiest way is race day. It's just like any other race. Just walk up, buy your ticket, whether it be a pit pass, general admission, or reserve. Come on in, enjoy the races. Or if you're one of those that just has to have that ticket in hand, you can go through any Ticketmaster location or at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum box office. But I encourage you, avoid those fees and just come on race day.
Come and get there to the Rumble in Fort Wayne, December 19th to 20th, Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, right up there in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Larry Bowes, thank you for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, we're going to be at the Performance Racing Industry Trade Show in Indianapolis. Check out our social medias powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. We'll keep you updated with all the information and such that we can find there in Indy. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.